The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, January 25th, 2016. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 87th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: The Telegraph boldly asserts that Shakespeare invented sketch comedy with his Pyramus and Thisbe play within a play from A Midsummer Night's Dream. WRAL in North Carolina ran the announcement by that state's Department of Natural and Cultural Resources that 38 theater groups from around the state will hold a marathon reading of all of Shakespeare's plays in April. PR Newswire ran the press release announcing the launch of Shakespeare Documented, a collaboration of more than 30 U.S. and U.K. institutions and the largest online Shakespeare resource. The India Times ran a story on an acting troupe of 4 actors who travel around the globe on bicycles, carrying their sets, costumes, and props on their bikes. They're called the Handlebards. Handlebards. Get it? American Theater ran the announcement of Shakespeare & Company's 2016 season, including The Merchant of Venice, The Two Gentlemen of Verona, The Taming of the Shrew, and Twelfth Night in Lenox, Massachusetts. TwinCities.com ran a story on how 2 Minneapolis theater companies, The Guthrie and The Jungle, are both approaching Shakespeare this winter, albeit from different perspectives. The Guthrie with a transplanted Oregon Shakespeare Festival production of Pericles, and The Jungle with an all-female version of Two Gentlemen of Verona. On Tap ran a piece on Jonna Roberts, who will be a part of the Shakespeare Theater Company's upcoming production of Othello, playing Iago. Since my blog is focusing on that play right now, I find his comments about Iago and his motivations fascinating. The play will run February 23rd through March 27th in Washington, D.C. The Oxford University Press blog ran a think piece on Shakespeare and religion, and they also ran a fascinating piece on the concept of conscience in Shakespeare. The Business Standard ran an interesting piece on how James Shapiro, the author and scholar behind the recent book 1606, The Year of Lear, contends that Shakespeare's works can act as a tool to examine crucial American issues like slavery, revolution, and social justice. Broadway World previewed the upcoming As You Like It by Shrewd Productions in Austin, Texas from February 19th through March 6th in a gender-bending, music-infused take on Shakespeare's classic romantic comedy. The Chicago Sun-Times ran an article outlining more of the details behind the Shakespeare 400 Chicago year-long celebration of the Bard. It sounds very cool. Chicago Magazine focused on 6 particular things to check out at the festival, including a rock and roll Macbeth, a hip-hop Othello, and David Carl's Gary Busey's one-man Hamlet, in which a comedian playing Gary Busey plays every character in Hamlet alone, with puppets. Yowza! The New York Times ran a rave review of the Improvised Shakespeare Company. I've talked about them before, and if you ever get a chance to see this small squad of comedians riffing on and creating an improvised Shakespeare play on the fly, do it. The Baltimore Sun reviewed All's Well That Ends Well by Rude Mechanicals, which just closed in Ellicott City, Maryland, saying that the production is spirited, fast-moving, and successfully raises the gender-related questions of the play. And finally, the Seattle Times reviewed Titus Andronicus by Seattle Shakespeare Company, running through February 7th at the Center Theater in Seattle, Washington, saying that the show offers a jumble of moments that jackknife from intensely unsettling to broadly comic. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On January 19th, 1419, the French city of Rouen surrendered to Henry V during his second French campaign. This defeat of the French forced Charles VI to sign the Treaty of Troyes, marrying his daughter Catherine to Henry and declaring Henry King of France upon Charles' death. Of course, Henry predeceased Charles, but that's a whole other tetralogy. On January 20th, 1382, King Richard II married Anne of Bohemia, daughter of the Holy Roman Emperor. Richard was 15 and she was 16. Their marriage would be childless, and she would later die of the plague 12 years later. On January 21st, 1950, George Orwell died. Famous for 1984 and Animal Farm, he was also the author of a 1947 critical essay, Lear, Tolstoy, and the Fool, which dismantled Tolstoy's own criticism of Shakespeare and King Lear. On January 22, 1371, Robert II of Scotland was born. Robert was a seven-generation ancestor of James VI of Scotland, who was also James I of England. And if that wasn't enough, he is, according to legend, a descendant on his father's side of Fleance and Banquo from the play Macbeth. On January 23, 1976, American actor Paul Robeson died of complications from a stroke at the age of 77. His 1943 Broadway run of Othello is the longest-running production of the play starring an African-American to appear on Broadway, and was called by Michael Morrison the high point of Shakespeare in the 20th century. On January 24th, 1594, the first performance of Titus Andronicus took place, at least according to Philip Henslowe's diary. On January 15th, 1533, Henry VIII married Anne Boleyn, his second wife. The machinations necessary for this to take place were also the root of the rise of the Church of England becoming the official national church. And that was your week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending January 25th, 2016. For our blog and previous TWIS episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.